Blog Talk Radio.
What a terrific day we have here, live on the third day of August, 2016, 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. This is the Perspective Power Radio Network. We are Team Gratitude, myself, Annette Rochelle Aben, and award-winning artist David Martinka. Find David's music at redbellymusic.com and sunshadows.net. Find us here live every Wednesday at this time, as well as check out our archived podcasts at blogtalkradio.com/perspectivepower. Gifting someone gratitude, an attitude of gratitude, I have to tell you, that is the perfect gift. Have you noticed it's summer? And it's summer in my hemisphere of the world. It might be winter where you are. And if you're listening to this in archive, which many people do, whatever season it is, there is a reason for gifting. There's a birthday, there's an anniversary, there's a graduation, there's a newborn baby, someone just moved into a house, heck, it's a Wednesday. There's always a reason to gift somebody, right? Well, when we're looking for the thing to gift people, and we're looking for a reason to gift people, gratitude is the gift and the reason. I'm going to say it again, gratitude is the gift and the reason. So you really don't need a reason to gift anybody. If you're happy, share your happiness. That's a gift in and of itself. But if you're looking to just bring this world up a notch, raise that vibration, and we might not be consciously looking for it all the time, but once we start doing it, I think it just becomes habit, then there is something magical that takes place, immensely magical. And gratitude is always the right size, right? It fits everybody. It's always the right color. Nobody will exchange it. Cost you absolutely nothing, so there's no break in the bank. So gifting someone gratitude is really a very cool, chic, kind of fleek way to do, you know, I've been watching a little too much Food Network, right? I'm fleeking all over the place. But it's a really cool thing to do. So what did I do yesterday? I was at the post office, one of my stops. And the post office, very busy place. In fact, when I pulled up out front, there were cars everywhere. I expected to walk in and see the line just snaking all over that waiting area. Walked in, I was the first person in line. In fact, I was the only person in line. Okay, whatever. They were just maybe all hanging out on the other side by the P.O. boxes, getting their stuff and leaving. So I walk over, and my clerk was actually sitting in a chair. Normally they're standing, but, you know, whatever. And he was the most cheerful, most amazingly happy guy in the world. And I didn't take my purse with me. I just took my debit card. So my reading glasses were in the car, right? And there were things I had to read. And I thought, dude, don't make me read. That is, like, so not right. But the idea was, since I knew the routine, you know, press this if there's no hazardous materials in what you're sending, and then do this, and thank God the numbers on the keypad for your debit card are nice and big so I can see those. Life is good and great and grand. But the thing is, he was just, even though I was taking him round and round and round because I was thinking, like, two steps behind what he was saying. And normally I'm thinking two steps ahead of everybody. I'm, like, anticipating what they're going to say, and it's coming out of my mouth before they even get the words out. They're looking at me like I'm nuts. Well, he was getting the biggest kick out of me, right? And I thought, well, I'm glad I could make your day by being silly. Even though I wasn't trying to be silly, I was just being normally me. But when we got all done, you know, sometimes they ask you when you're using your debit card if you want extra cash. And I actually did, but I didn't tell him that before he hit the, you know, the total button. So as I'm waiting there for him to say it, I said, oh, yeah, I'd like $5 extra cash. And he goes, uh-oh. And I said, no, that's okay. It must mean it's supposed to stay right where it is. Don't even think about it. He said, and he kind of whispered. He goes, well, we start at $10. And I thought, yeah, when I go to the grocery store, they let me pick my amount. I can pick a buck if I want. But I didn't get into that with him because I wasn't at the grocery store. I was at the post office. Anyway, I said, no, it's okay. I'm good. Life is great. I'll just take my, you know, my little stuff here and I'll go. I bought some stamps, right? Mailed my packages, my letters. And as I was leaving, he said, "You keep that great attitude, okay? Because it was nice to wait on you." And I just looked at him and I said, "Absolutely, no problem. You too. Have a great day." And I walked out. I felt great. He felt great. Everybody I saw after that, I was smiling. I mean, not that I hadn't been before, but the idea is he gave me the gift of gratitude. He gave me something he didn't have to do. Just because you're in a job that serves the public doesn't mean you have to be nice and polite, happy, cheerful, and grateful for your customers. Now, would it make your job easier if you were nice and happy and bright and cheerful and grateful for your customers? Yes, it would. Not just for you, but for them. It would make everything so much easier. So he didn't have to do that. It doesn't state that when they sign you up to work as a civil servant. And you must be pleasant and easy to get along with. However, what I find to be most enjoyable is the fact that when you gift someone gratitude, it's the afterglow, right? It's the feeling that carries you away from that individual and that you carry with you. Now, if somebody's gifting you gratitude and you're not carrying it with you when you walk out and continuing that smile chain and continuing to share that energy, well, perhaps you really needed that gratitude. Perhaps that's something that went deep inside of you and may surface at a later date, or maybe it made your burden just a little easier to share, to carry, rather. And maybe the fact that you aren't feeling moved to share means that you really needed that for yourself. So now think about it. Think about the person with whom you share gratitude, you gift gratitude, because considering that's the name of the program today, and they don't turn around and bust out a grin. They don't turn around and join in your little happiness celebration. In fact, they don't even acknowledge the fact that you've been nice and polite and gracious. Maybe they really needed it. Maybe they're fighting it because something inside of them isn't really sure that they're worthy, doesn't really believe that it exists. You know, there's a little cynic, there's a little Grinch in a lot of people. Maybe that's the issue. Doesn't matter. Be gracious anyway. Be grateful anyway. Share that energy anyway. You know why? Because it is going to make a difference at some point in that person's life, somewhere down the road. And it could be in a way that you'll never know. 90% of the people that you see on a regular basis, like driving alongside you, I don't live in a big city, so to speak. Like, we're not a very urban metropolis. In fact, we're suburban. We are suburban. They'll do a whole other show on that word because that word drives me crazy. But anyway, it's the 10th largest city in the state of Michigan where I live. There's a lot of people. We have a population in six figures, well into it. And for not being a big urban metropolis, that's a lot of people. So I'm constantly seeing people on the road next to me in the cars that I'll never see again for a couple reasons. We're also a straight shot through from Ann Arbor to Detroit. So the main road that I live off of is that straight road that'll take you from Ann Arbor, College Town, all the way down into the Motor City. So there's a lot of people that traverse that throughway that I'll never see again. But the energy that you have inside of you, that you exude, that you carry, vibrates out. So maybe somebody who witnessed my gratitude takes that with them back to Ann Arbor or to Saline or to Dexter or down south of me to Dundee or maybe to the east of me into Detroit. Maybe that energy is somebody that was passing me that was heading to Detroit Metro Airport, which is 20 minutes around the corner from me. And maybe they're taking that energy to Miami, Florida. Maybe they're taking that energy to Colorado. Maybe they're taking that energy to India or Hawaii. How do I know? I don't. All I know is that somehow, some way, whether it's going in the energy vibration of an individual that picked it up or it's just floating through the ethers, that gratitude that somebody gifted me is going to continue to gift other people. That gratitude that I gifted somebody else is going to continue to gift other people. And we talk about wanting to make the world a better place. We talk about wanting to end wars and quash the violence and, you know, sort of make this world the type of world we want our children to have or that we thought we had when we were growing up and so on and so forth. If you're going to start anything that is going to have a lasting effect, gift gratitude. Gift it as often as you have the opportunity to, and we almost always have the opportunity to. Even if you're sitting in a room and there's nobody around you, there's no animals. I have a plant sitting here with me. I have a wonderful aloe plant that's doing a fabulous job of expressing itself and its growth and glory. Hello, aloe plant. I'm so grateful for you. You see what I just did? I handed gratitude to the aloe plant. It's a living, breathing being. Why not? Now, the fact that I am grateful, and I'm grateful for that because you got to understand, I have been the hostess of plants since the day I was born. They have come to me and committed suicide right in front of me. It's been, like, really not cool. But this little sucker is no longer a little sucker, and it started as a little sucker. It's doing pretty good. In fact, it's in a brand new, great, big, huge terracotta pot, and it is growing like a great, big, huge plant, so it's really kind of fun. But by sharing that gratitude, I've already put that vibration out. Now, I'm in four walls, and the windows are shut because, you know, the air conditioning's running. It's been hotter than the hinges of hell here in the Detroit metro area for about 2 months. So it's not like we've got our windows open and the breeze just flapping in. But does that energy still get out into the ethers? Yes, it does. It goes. It defies gravity and the dimensions. It goes right through my walls and right through my windows, right outside. I give it freely, and it freely takes off. And the beautiful, wonderful thing about it is, even if what you say in the morning is, oh, I'm so grateful I woke up. I am so grateful for my bed. By the way, I have the coolest mattress. So, and, you know, send me a message through the network, and I'll tell you all about this mattress. I don't want to waste your time with it now, but it is the coolest mattress in the world. And there's so much that you can do that doesn't even involve the interaction with people or plants or animals that raises that vibration. You can gift the world gratitude by simply being grateful for everything you have when you wake up, being grateful for every step you can take. Listen to some of my past shows. There was a time I could not walk about 10 years ago. And trust me, when you learn to walk again after having decades of knowing how to walk and then like a few months of not knowing how to walk, yeah, it's an amazing thing, right? Just that energy alone is gifting someone gratitude. It's just that it isn't putting directly necessarily a sticker on the package saying to and from. It's to everybody, every animal, vegetable, and mineral in existence from you. And that gift of gratitude will carry on. It will make things like weddings, birthdays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 8 a.m., 4 a.m., the most beautiful, wonderful experiences in the world because you took the time to gift the gratitude. And, of course, it's got that boomerang effect. It will come back. And even if that's how you do it, no judgment here. If that's the only reason you're doing it is to get it back, good on you. It's self-care. That's a wonderful thing. And the happier and healthier you are and feel, the happier and healthier the world is. So even though you're doing it for yourself, you're still managing to touch everybody else. So it's all good, it's all great, it's all grand because you're gifting somebody gratitude. And today on An Attitude of Gratitude, we shared that. And I'm so grateful that you're here. I'm grateful that you look me up on my site, which is AnnetteRochelleAben.wordpress.com. I'm grateful that you check out my sidekick here, my buddy, Mr. Award-winning artist David A. Martinka, on his site, redbellymusic.com. And he also has another site called sunshadows.net. He's got great free downloads for you of his fabulous music, and I know he's working on a brand new CD, so you definitely want to check that out. Wherever you go, whatever you do, from this point forward, give someone gratitude. It is part of why we are here every week live on the Perspective Power Radio Network.